Goat Posse.
Hi, I'm Clifton T. Parks III, and if you didn't read this book, I get it. Reading's hard. That's why I read these books for you. Welcome to Clifton Notes, fun and easy study guides of classic and not-so-classic literature for Generation Z.
I'm back. It's the spooky edition. In this installment, The Raven. So, there's a guy who's really sad because his girlfriend died. Her name is Lenore. That's not really important, but it kind of is because it rhymes with what the bird says. It's a poem. Homer Simpson's sad as heck, and he's staring at this picture of his, passed away wife, his partner, and he's sad as heck. And then this bird flies in, and he's just like, haha, idiot, she's dead now. And I would be so mad. Actually, the more I think about it, the more mad I get at that bird. You're just gonna pull up? Like, imagine your girlfriend just died and this bird flies in through your window. This is your house. You have stand your ground laws. You could kill that bird. And he's just in there, ha 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 ha! Your girlfriend died. Like, f*** you, man. Oh, sorry. That's you're grieving. You're grieving, you're reading a book, you're sad as heck, and then this bird flies in and he's like, nevermore, idiot. I'd beat that bird to a pulp. We're not having turkey for Christmas anymore. We're having Raven. And that's on grief. And that's on Nevermore. Screw that bird. With Bart Simpson's head on. I didn't read the book, y'all. I just watched the Treehouse of Horror.
And this has been another installment of Clifton Notes. Thanks for listening.